"You are here," says Stella, opening a door, light behind her. She says something in Russian to the driver. He nods, stepping back through the door to the stairs and closing it behind him. "Where's here?"
"Come." Stella leads her into another room, this one with tall, unwashed windows, looking as though they might originally have been internally shuttered.
"The Kremlin," Stella says, pointing out a view between the nearer buildings, "and the Duma."
Case looks around. The walls, unpainted since Soviet days at least, remind her of the Nomia in Roppongi, decades of nicotine deposited over what may once have been cream. Cracked, uneven, the individual planks of the wooden floor are lost under layers of paint, most recently maroon. There are two very new, very white IKEA desks with articulated swivel chairs, a pair of PCs, and baskets of papers. On the wall above, a long, complex chart is being maintained across three adjoining whiteboards.
"Sergei says it is a production that never ends," Stella says, seeing Case looking not at the view, but the chart. "Only the start of the work can be done here, of course."
"But does it end?" Case feels herself blushing, appalled that she's been unable to resist immediately asking so pointed a question.
"You mean, is linear narrative?"
"I had to ask." She feels as though Parkaboy, Ivy, Filmy, and Maurice, the whole FFF crew, are in the wings, counting on her.
"I do not know. One day perhaps she will start to edit as she edited her student film, to a single frame. Or perhaps one day they speak, the characters. Who knows? Nora? She does not say."
A young man with bushy, ginger hair enters, nods to them, and seats himself before one of the computers.
"Come," says Stella, moving in the direction he'd come from.
"You know this idea squat, like Amsterdam, Berlin?"
"Yes."
"You have not in America?"
"Not exactly."
"This was squat, these rooms, famous in '80s. A party here, 7 years, not once did party end. People come, make the party, more come, some go, make the party always. Talking of freedom, art, things of the spirit. Nora and I were schoolgirls first coming here. Our father would be very angry seeing us here. He did not know."
This room is larger but filled with a makeshift cube farm, workstations walled off with sheets of unpainted composite board. The screens are dark now, the chairs empty. There's a plastic Garfield atop one monitor, other signs of workplace personalization. She picks up a square of clear acrylic. Laser etched in its core are the Coca-Cola logo, a crude representation of the Twin Towers, and the words, "Re-remember." She quickly puts it down.